This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for May 6th. I'm Paul Plack. Chevron says it's pulling out of marketing its general aviation fuel products in 27 states in the U.S. The company says the disappearance of the Chevron and Texaco brands will not impact fuel availability. Analysts aren't quite so sure. The union representing United Airlines flight attendants says integration of in-flight operations following a merger with Continental could take years to complete and won't occur at all without protection of jobs and improvements of careers. Norman Surplus, the Irish energy executive who decided to fly a light sport gyroplane around the world to celebrate his victory over colon cancer, had to ditch it in a shallow lake Saturday and may not be able to continue. Two Swiss airline pilots are flying a pair of flight design CTLS LSAs around the world to celebrate the centennial of Swiss aviation. The NTSB has wrapped up its investigation of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 by blaming the geese, but also the airline industry and the FAA. The U.S. DOT will allow Delta Airlines to swap 42 pairs of operation slots at Reagan Washington National to U.S. Airways in exchange for 125 slot pairs at New York LaGuardia, provided some of those pairs are divested to preserve competition. A helicopter pilot is suing the Baltimore Police Department, saying he faced retaliation for whistleblowing about abuses in the department's aviation program. The St. Augustine Airport is undergoing a name change in an effort to stress its regional nature as a commercial gateway to Northeast Florida. And May has been proclaimed General Aviation Appreciation Month in the state of Washington. It's made the alphabet groups happy. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Deborah Herzman's comments to attendees at Women in Aviation International. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.